Japan says it will hold joint missile tracking drills with the U.S. and South Korea amid tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force said the two-day drills are scheduled to begin on Monday. They come after North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile last month that flew over Japan. Pyongyang says its missile tests are in response to U.S. provocations, including its joint military drills in the region. Last week, Pyongyang condemned major war games by the U.S. and South Korea as a step towards war. On Sunday, U.N. Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman called for dialogue between North Korea and the international community to avert a miscalculation that could lead to a catastrophic conflict. Crossing over to Atlanta, Georgia, joined by managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Deed. And thanks so much for being with us. What is going on in that area, the Korean Peninsula? I mean, we've seen these war games continuing, of course, between the U.S. and South Korea, sometimes involving Japan. And now we have Japan saying that they're going to hold these missile tracking drills with the U.S. What do they want to do? Do they actually want a war with North Korea?
Well, I'm not sure they want a war, but they certainly want to advertise U.S. military power in the region, putting on display that the U.S. will, with debt funding, when we have these huge deficit budgets, that we will pour tremendous amounts of military power into that area just to demonstrate that, you know, we're good allies. So we're very suspicious at Veterans Today that the purpose of this is to resolve the issue. Because lots of times we've seen over and over the U.S. and the Western coalitions wanting to benefit from destabilization. And the answer to this has been very simple all along. The North Koreans said that they're willing to go to the negotiating tables as long as the U.S. and South Korea stop war gaming on its borders, which it considers a tremendous provocation. And I say to all patriotic Americans out there, if the Russians or Iranians or anyone else in a make-believe world were holding huge war games with Mexico and Canada that happened to be their allies, the U.S. would be up in arms. Mm. And they would be saying we have to increase our military, our defensive capabilities, which North Korea is doing. They're saying because the U.S. has tremendous traditional military superiority over them, that having nuclear weapons is the only way to defend themselves.
Where do you see this whole situation going with this Korean Peninsula situation? On one hand, the South Koreans, well, part of the South Korean, especially in the government, they're trying to de-escalate the situation, saying they do not want clashes, but yet at the same time, the military, of course, participates in these war games. But in general, of course, the South Koreans who are right there definitely don't want a war with North Korea. What can be done at this point in time to de-escalate the situation as China continues to say this is what is necessary?
Well, both China and Russia are being leaned on. The U.S. has tried to dump the solution into China's lap, saying, well, you know, you have the most economic pressure over North Korea, so you could stop this in a heartbeat if you wanted to. But that's just a ploy. And then the South Korean people are against this, but they really haven't been against it enough. And in the European capitals, there has not been enough of an outcry to the U.S. coalition to stop the wargaming situation, because that's what's preventing getting into talks. And Japan is guilty of this by participating, and so isn't the South Korean government. All the South Korean government has to say is we are not going to do this wargaming until we've gone into talks. If the talks fail, we may go back to this, but we want talks now, and they are not doing that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Atlanta. Jim W. Deed, managing editor of Veterans Today.